Don't be afraid, the voice said. Go ahead and rest your weary body. Anna's footsteps dragged as her body carried her up to the stone altar. At least the cold ground had numbed the pain in her feet. She slid herself onto the stone slab, and her shivering somewhat subsided. Someone had draped a velvety cloth over the altar so her skin wouldn't touch the cold stone beneath. She rubbed her fingers anxiously over the material. They were the only part of her that appeared agitated. Her breath billowed out around her as the cloaked figures clustered around the altar. Someone fastened a noose around her neck, and she winced as it tightened, cutting off her air supply. She blinked frantically. This couldn't be right. Hadn't she been trying to save a woman? Had she just imagined it? Why couldn't she think? Why couldn't she act? Don't fight it, the voice soothed her. Fight what? She pinched her eyes shut, so confused. The only thing Anna knew was that she couldn't remember things she should be able to. And deep in her gut, this situation felt wrong. But even as that thought crossed her mind, black spots clouded her vision. She watched them spread. In the distance, she heard chanting. Focus. That's what she needed to do. For a moment, just a moment, the blackness receded enough for her to see the glint of metal above her. She had only time to recognize the blade of a dagger pointed at her heart before her vision clouded and the world fell to darkness.
Move faster.
Andre's voice taunted me from behind. I ducked and dove left to avoid his hit, tucking my body in on itself as I somersaulted. This was a lethal dance, our bodies bending and twisting with each move. Andre was on top of me in an instant, his hand going for the throat, the quickest kill.
Faster. You need to be faster. And think like a predator.
I moved to slam my palm into his nose, but he caught it before I had a chance to land the blow. I was moving faster than the human eye could follow. Even so, Andre was still far quicker than me.
That's the best you got,
he growled. Using my free hand, I punched Andre in the kidneys, once, twice, three times, until his grip loosened. He may not have used his kidneys in 700 years, but they could still cause pain if injured. Andre made a move to grab my free hand, and I used the distraction to throw him off of me. It didn't work so well. For a split second, his grip loosened, and then he placed his full weight on top of me, pressing me into the ground. I tried to ignore my body's very non-combative response to that. It grew pliant under his.
Damn it, Gabrielle. If your opponent is bigger than you, you cannot let them take you down,
Andre said, grabbing my wrists and holding them above my head just to further prove his point. Unfortunately for him, it was proving another point entirely. My eyes dropped to his lips, and my fangs descended. You are one of the only beings stronger than me, I said.
But the devil is another, and he is after you.
Andre said the words fiercely, even as his fingers absently stroked the skin of my hands. I wondered if he realized he did that whenever he got me into a compromising position, like he couldn't help but caress me. I exhaled, staring into his eyes. I'm not going to be able to outrun or outmaneuver the devil, Andre, I said, resigned. My eyes moved away from him to take in Bishop Court's training room. Ever since Samhain, Andre had been training me in grappling, knife throwing, and sword fighting. Yeah, supernaturals are majorly old school, preparing me to hold my own when I saw the devil again. The problem was, not in a million years would I be able to go toe-to-toe with him. He'd proven that on Samhain. Once I died, I was doomed. Andre let go of my wrists and caught my jaw. He turned me to face him.
If you think that I'm going to just let you give up, then you don't know me very well, soulmate.
His eyes flashed. He'd been like this since Samhain, ferocious.